In this episode, we look at retirement benefits utilization from over 1,400 cities and 140 countries. We bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ruth Adong. For more, follow us on Twitter at the K Financial News, and you can find me at Ruth Adong. Your main story is brought to you by BK Capital, Rwanda's investment powerhouse. Elevate your franc investments with a Guka Unit Trust Fund offering impressive returns of up to 10.4%. Dive deeper into the world of this and more opportunities at www.bkcapital.rw. Retirees continue to shoulder immense responsibilities over dependents well into retirement. Due to this, many opt to continue working to keep afloat. In this episode, we explore highlights of an NSSF Uganda report on retirement benefits utilization.
The fund pays out about 1.7 trillion and growing each year to Ugandans over there. 1.7 trillion is a lot of money to be disbursed into the economy. And you had better hope that this money is put to good use. That would be everyone's worry, that this money does something of use. The beauty of economics is that once that money goes, there's a trickle-down effect. When we sieved out people who had indeed reached retirement age 55, we found that only 18% were surviving on business income. So business income, you would say these guys got the money and converted it somehow into a cash flow, and that's what they are surviving on. The rest were surviving, were in different forms of employment, and others were surviving on handouts. In terms of readiness to receive benefits, if you asked them, everyone said they were ready to receive the money. The readiness, is it just the confidence of I want to receive my money? And we found indeed from the findings you will see that this was more informed by the need to get that money. The retirees spent most of their benefits on the basics of life, which means that money is not available in future. And that's what we are seeing here. What they are spending on, 40% spent on education. 34% spent on buying land, the other story. And improving a house or building it is 33%. All of us, if I did a survey here, why I'm confident is we did a similar survey in 2018, and these priorities have remained the same. So armed with that level of consistency, I'm sure that even in this room, even if this is a collection of experts, and the people who are interested in retirement, I will find, again, housing, buying land, completing or building your nice house, and paying school fees for your children. They will rank very, very high. So given that this is the truth, and the truth that will remain true for quite some time, what can we do about it? Financial literacy might not persuade people away from doing these things, because they are too popular, they seem too obvious to the members. So what we need to do perhaps as the fund and as stakeholders is find ways of helping members meet these needs before they claim the money. If we can do that, then that money can now be dedicated to the actual purpose of retirement survival. Investment in a business is 28%. These are the people who Enterprise Uganda would be very interested in. We need to grow that number. Either invest in a business or invest that money somewhere where you can get some kind of annuity or monthly income. For those who invested their money, you find that most of them started a new business. And what do we know about starting a new business and the chance of survival? I've seen 80%, I've seen 90%. And this number is the same even in better economies than ours. Because entrepreneurship is a very, very risky undertaking. And if you're just starting this business, we can take 80%. So we can argue that 80% of those 44% are now regretting. because their businesses collapsed. We can assume that.
And a quick look at the market. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. Egypt's biggest investment bank says it is considering partial initial public offerings and capital increases to new shareholders of some of its businesses, including financing platform Value, as a way to maximize shareholder value. Among the options were partial IPOs or increasing capital to new shareholders for some of its subsidiaries. EFG Holdings owns 94.9% of electronic financing and payments platform Value, established in 2017 through a number of companies and subsidiaries. Meanwhile, gold prices rose above $2,200 an ounce, hitting record highs as investors are becoming increasingly convinced that major central banks will likely ease their monetary policy soon. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve kept its rates unchanged as widely anticipated and continued to signal 3 rate cuts in 2024. Today, the Bank of England's 2 remaining supporters of the rate hikes have voted to keep the rate steady, while one member voted for the rate cut. Additionally, the Swiss National Bank unexpectedly lowered its key benchmark rate by 25 basis points, becoming the first major lender to initiate an easing cycle. And a quick trip around Africa. Flower farmers in Kenya are set to earn more from exports to the UK following the suspension of an 8% duty fee on fresh cut flowers. The UK government made the announcement to suspend the fee from April 11th to June 2026, with a review on possible extension before this date. This means any flowers transiting through auctions in the Netherlands will now not incur the duty, as previously was the case. The Agriculture Sector Network of Kenya, in a statement, welcomed the move, saying the measure will keep Kenyan growers and exporters. Kenya earnings from cut flowers dropped to a 5-year low in 2023. A report by the Fresh Produce Consortium of Kenya shows the country exported 116,000 tons of cut flowers worth 73 billion Kenya shillings in 2023, compared to 203,000 tons worth 104 billion Kenya shillings in 2022. This was the least cut flower export volume the country recorded since 2017, when it shipped 160,000 tons worth 82 billion shillings to the international market. However, with the duty suspension, players are optimistic the earnings will pick up. The Central Bank of Nigeria announced it has cleared all valid foreign exchange backlogs. This move, announced by the bank's acting director of corporate communications, Hakama Sidi Ali, comes as a decisive step towards restoring confidence in Nigeria's economy. According to her, the CBN recently completed payment of $1.5 billion, effectively settling the remaining balance of the FX backlog owed to bank customers. The clearance of the backlog of foreign exchange transactions is a component of a comprehensive strategy outlined in the previous Monetary Policy Committee meeting held last month. The CBN also disclosed an increase in the country's external reserves, noting that as of 7th March, the reserves reached $34.11 billion, the highest levels in 8 months. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of AK Financial. If you have any suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website. That's thekfinancial.com. And don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at thekfinancial. And you can find me at Withadom.